The Hurricanes' man-on-man defense is really the key there, just operating under pressure and making smart decisions.
Yeah, you know, I think it is a lot about managing the puck, and, you know, you have to win some battles. You got to get off the walls. Like I said, I thought last game in our building, we did a good job against them. But they're a hard team to play against.
With basically every other day playing, and then you're coming up, you've got the back-to-back with Montreal and San Jose. Coming up, you're going to need both goaltenders, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, we're going to get in a stretch. We're going to have to utilize both guys.
How would you assess Samuelson and Power, how they've done as a pair these last few weeks?
You know, overall, I think they've played well. We need both guys to break the puck out well, first and foremost. After that, it's, you know, defending well, not giving up first when anything inside the zone. But also, with as aggressive we've been, try to make sure we're not giving up the high-quality rush opportunities.
Also looked especially last game, but Samuelson is starting to use his size a little bit more, too, in strength.
Yeah, you know, asked him to be more physical, and, you know, I think we've seen that. He's ending a lot of plays. He's getting into people, which, you know, I think both guys are getting better at. So, you know, overall, the play has been good.
Is it too soon to know if Yuri's going to have to play the wing with that shield on?
No, I don't think that's a decision on playing the wing with the shield. You know, the a little bit of a breathing issue the other night where he couldn't go after a while. But I don't think the shield will limit whether he's a winger or a centerman.
Does he have to wear it, or the doctor's making him wear it?
You know, I don't know if I have the answer to that. You know, I think probably just a little bit of extra protection right now. It's not something, I don't believe it's something he has to wear.
You finished with different lines the last game. Are you going to start with those same different lines?
Back, you know, we'll start with the lines the way we had them. We've been going good. I think that, you know, sometimes inside of a game you'll flip some things around. But, you know, we'll make a decision before the game.
You've played Carolina once, and I'm sure you've been watching film of them, too. What are you seeing with the Hurricanes?
Well, you know, some pieces have definitely changed. A little bit of a different look. But the same, you know, their bulk quality of pucks go to the net. You know, they're one of the best teams of just getting the puck out of their zone in a hurry. None of that has changed. I think we've got to do a good job when we get opportunities to get pucks in the net, getting people there. We've got to look for tips and redirections. I thought last game against them we did a quality job in that respect.
How about Connor Clifton? He hasn't been in the lineup in a bit now. Is it because you're winning or something that you'd like him to be better at?
No, you know, I think we've got we really do have 8D that can play. You know, when you look at Connor, you know, his game, he's had some ups and downs just like any defenseman. You look at Bryson, who has played really well, too. Anytime he's been in a lineup, not involved in too much against and skated well. So we've got a luxury right now of having, you know, some options. If we want to go with more speed, we can put more speed. If we want more physicality, we can, you know, have Gibby and Cliffy in. And he'll be back in here in this stretch where we got all these games. We'll utilize all 8 guys.
Same with Lafferty. Just curious, what have you really wanted to see from his game that maybe hasn't been there?
Well,
that's led.
You know, I think again, it's a little bit. I look at the Nashville game. It was, you know, a game, you know, I liked, but with Greenway coming back in the lineup and with the way the lines were set up, he's just sort of been the odd man out. You know, we got a decision tonight with one of our players, like I said, and there's a chance he'll be in.
Is Zucker questionable still?
Yeah.
So he's just not getting over that as quickly as you'd like?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Is there any rhyme or reason when you bring new players into a lineup? Sometimes they click right away, like in a trade, and sometimes it takes them a while to find their footing.
I've tried to solve that one over the years. I don't think anybody really has the answer. I think sometimes a player can go somewhere and instantly fit in, and then sometimes it might take a couple weeks. Sometimes it takes a couple months. So you've seen every type of scenario.
Is one of the reasons you might be going back is Greenway is a good player for Dylan Cousins and Quinn, I mean, to be on their line and to help them out?
Well, I like the balance on the lines, first and foremost. You know, the lines are kind of balanced. you know, Cooley with JJ and Tomer has been a real good line for us. Greener with those other two guys was a good line. And the way McLeod has been playing with Tuck, you know, it gave us some really good balance. And a fourth line with real good energy with, you know, Krebs and Mal and Benny.